This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Back again to Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to make one more point, and then I'll take Steve from Minnesota. I just highlighted on thegatewaypundit.com that we have a 22-year-old Georgia nurse, a student at the local college there, murdered by an illegal alien under the current administration. The suspect was previously arrested for harming a child. These are repeat criminals that your government is sicking back out on the people. Well, it should come as no surprise because that's what they are. The problem is they think they're above the law, and the people are giving them the idea that they are above the law by not holding them accountable. But what I want to make here, friends, concerning the point is you do need to listen to me carefully, and I'm going to say it slow because, again, it's an important point. Those that are alluring these illegals into America, and I'm talking about the federal government and the state government. I'm talking about the said president. I'm talking about the governors of the states, the mayors, all those that are in cahoots with alluring these illegals into America. According to federal law, those that are illegally alluring them in, those that I just named, are responsible personally for the crimes committed against Americans. 8 U.S. Code 1325. Go to Cornell Law School, 8 U.S. Code 1325. The said president in federal agencies, the DHS, and these other agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, that are helping allure them in, and the governors and the mayors, they're responsible personally for the crimes that are committed against the American people by those that they've allured them in, or by those that have allured them in. Okay, 8 U.S. Code 1325. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, I want to first say I'm not calling, indicating I'm disagreeing with you at all, because you might well be right. I just wanted to give us something else to think about with the police officers and the paramedic that was killed.
Okay.
It was my understanding that they had a hostage situation. So that makes it a real difficult thing for those officers, because they don't want those innocent people that killer is threatening to get hurt too. So it's really sad, because they could have well sacrificed their own lives trying to, and they did, but I mean to protect the hostages, because they couldn't just come in there and blow the place to bits, because they might hurt those innocent people.
Understood.
So, and, you know, when I've been to many scenes as far as doing trauma and medical and all that, and I always tell the people, I said, I don't always agree with me once it's over, because I'll look back and say, maybe I should have done this, maybe I should have done that. Yep. And then once I'm back in the situation, it makes a lot of sense. You know, outside the situation, it doesn't always make sense. And so sometimes it's real hard to second guess that, because, you know, it's a horrible, hard thing to have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, and losing a paramedic, it's, you know, I have a friend that went to school with him, and it's really, really sad. You know?
Amen. Well, I think more than anything is what I don't want to see, Steve, and what I'm highlighting here is our cops, they're becoming afraid to actually do their jobs. And there's no question about that. We're seeing this all across the country. And I wanted to put it in parallel concerning what's going on over in the UK, over in Europe right now, because the only thing they have now are taser guns. And it's getting embarrassing. But for people to be that debased, that reprobate, abandoned to their own sin, not to see what's happening, bewilders me to no end. And going back to what you just said, Steve, I'm on Alpha News right now. Police were responding to a sexual assault report when Burnsville shooter opened fire. I'm not seeing, and I'm not saying it's not there, but I'm not seeing it was a hostage situation, and maybe there's more that I need to get here. But again, I think my point that I'm trying to make here is the cops, they got to be able to do their job, Steve. And if they're not able to do their job, then you know what? The people need to rise up and deal with the corrupt politicians that are tying their hands because they don't have the legislative authority or delegated authority from we the people to do it in the first place.
Well, and also we got to sit there and think about what the job is we're giving them, because like you said earlier, you know, if you're enforcing moral laws and they're God's laws, that's good. But this war on drugs, you know, I've watched Tim's show, and you know, Chauvin is basically a prisoner of war of the war on drugs. You know, he's probably, you know, he's probably, you know, been involved over the years with asset forfeitures and all them things that are horribly bad. Or, you know, I used to tell guys down there, because I had friends there, and I was like, look, don't, you know, when you guys do them SWAT raids and you get the wrong house, you should apologize. You should make things right, because I said, it's going to hurt you more than them, because eventually the public's going to hate you. And, you know, you don't want a war. You know, a war on drugs is terrible because war is a mess where a lot of innocent people usually get hurt.
Yeah.
You want to be enforcing the laws. You want it to be few laws, and you want them to be just laws, and you want to do it swiftly and ethically. But now them guys are stuck with all these statutes, and it's just horrible what they have to do, and it's a difficult thing for them to have to do.
Well, what's even worse, now that you're talking about that, Steve, you're kind of getting me off on another thought pattern. There's a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys, and it's interesting that it was the government, and I believe it was under George Bush Sr., Daddy, that actually created, you know, the war on drugs. And what's interesting to note is during that time, it was actually Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr., that were running drugs through the CIA from Colombia to that of Los Angeles. And this is very well known. The American people, if they don't realize this already, they have their head stuck in the sand. But the CIA and the FBI have been running drugs in this country for decades now. And so they create the problem, then they create a bureaucracy, and then they violate the people that they're supposed to defend lawfully. And it's just a prime example of them creating the problem and them playing the problem solver, and then nobody realizes the fact that they're the ones that created the problem. Go ahead.
I knew a guy that he used to be military, and then he started working. I guess in the old days we would have called him a mercenary. Now I guess private contractor or whatever they call him. But he guarded poppy fields in Afghanistan, you know.
That's right. That's exactly what it was about. Yep. I'm on the same page. We got a hard break here, Steve. Again, thank you for the call, brother. I totally appreciate it. It's exactly right what he said. Afghanistan, our military is being used to watch over those poppy seeds. Drugs. To protect the drug trade. That's what it was about. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wanted to let you know, per your request, on top of writing three books, I give myself accolade, just trying to find the time, I just finished your book, Freemasonry and the Founding Fathers, and I want to just say this, I'll just give you a real quick download, it's exactly what I said it was. That's it. We're waiting, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because me and Tim are going to do a show with you all on this. We're trying to get David Barton, the author of this. We've had him on the show several times, but we want to get David on the show with us so we can go through what people have been told so David, myself, and Tim can show you how you've been lied to, okay? Because you have been lied to. This picture right on the cover doesn't even exist. It never happened. It's a myth. It's a mythical picture. Okay? What you have is the revisionists trying to create our forefathers to be out to be a bunch of devils. Is that the seeds? Is that the fruit that they bore? Absolutely not. I'm not going any further, but I did want to let you know that I'm caught up with it now. I'm done with it. And what we're going to do in just a minute here after we take Bill from Michigan is we are going to get over to some more of the happenings across the country that the mainstream media doesn't want to highlight. Bill, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, Brandon, I didn't think I'd ever have to call you, but I would just had the time to listen to what you had to say yesterday, and I, oh boy. Anyways, but I called you as I found the Ark, Whitner's Ark. They're building it for housing for the invaders there in Sterling Heights. I got pictures I want to send to you. I got an old flip phone, but, you know, I'm an old guy. You know, I'm very old, you know. I was in the military in the early 70s, heart condition, bad knee, but I'm standing up. I've had enough.
Amen.
I'll go down swinging. You know, just a quick thing real quick about post-incident instructions. Call 911 then have a your own critical response team. And I used to carry too. So you get your own attorney, or you know, I can give you a number off air. And then when they show up, don't have that gun in your hand. Have it locked back up. Follow all instructions. Request medical attention if necessary. And say, I will cooperate 100% percent, but first, I need my attorney, okay? Now, when you call, you explain 911. I'm trying to remember all this from... I was attacked, feared for my life, and had to defend myself. Please send both police and ambulance to this location. Give them your address and just say, I have to clear the line now for my personal reasons. And don't say anything more, because they'll use that stuff against you. If you remember what they did to that kid that got in that big... That Kyle guy?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
You've seen what they did to him.
Yep.
The less you say, the better off it is. And my team is the USCCA. And just look it up. I'm not advertising for them. But they got a pretty good program, okay? They got a good program. And I strongly recommend it. Like I said, I need a phone number so I can send you a picture of the Ark. Because I went down, I seen it, I couldn't believe it. So I pulled off the road and I drove to the end. Now, mind you, it's like 55 degrees outside because of all the crap they're spraying in the air. and he said, so I, you know, drive down there, I get out of the, I have my old black jacket on with all my emblems and all that. So the one trucker was backing in. He looked at me, and I just waved at him, and I got out and took pictures. And as I was going out, I said, oh, good, two workers with yellow helmets on. So I tried to talk to them. The one guy didn't even speak any English. And the other guy, you know, he was just shocked. Like, I said, hey, what do you build here, the Ark? And he says, what do you mean, Ark? I said, you know, Bible, Noah, Ark. For yeah. The animals. He goes, oh, yeah, we build the ark for the animals. I said, yo, great. So then I you know, they were laughing, so they didn't take me serious. So that's good. You know, I was in and out, went around, started looking at all the people building it, and they all had ski masks on, and it's 55 out. Why are they covering their faces? Okay, this is what Whitner's doing. She just now, 3 days ago, started her program, her world objective or whatever the hell she's got on her. You know, I already contacted my House representative, and it's outside of our district, but I told him, please just drive down through Sterling Heights. We told him where to drive, right on right past Hall Road on Van Dyke on your left, you'll see the big arc. I was really shocked.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we'll do, Bill. First of all, it's Bradley, and you've been calling me Brandon. That's okay, but just letting you know it's Bradley. Wanted to let you know, if you want to check out Sons of Liberty, just go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and then just send me a message that way. That's the best way to go ahead and send it, and I'll share it.
You're talking to an old guy here, so
okay. I
can flip on. I just barely know how to pay my bills online, okay? I mean, I need to get my younger wife to do stuff for me when she wants to, but...
Cool. I got to go ahead and share away at the information. Again, thank you for your call. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and share. I wasn't quite sure where we were going, but I was looking for something while we were listening to Bill. And it's pretty crazy, some of the stuff that's going on. Michigan, I do want to say to all of you Michiganites out there, your state is probably more hostile when it comes to how the government's attacking you than I've seen across the country. Newsom, how there's that many people in that state that allow that little criminal to do the things that he... It's amazing to me. It truly is. And this is all elementary understanding of who we are under God as to how we're supposed to respond to all of this. And I don't see but very little of the people responding according to Scripture as to how they are supposed to, in the sense of keeping the commandments of the Lord, establishing His statutes, bringing judgments upon the heads of the wicked. And if you want to see how you destroy a country, just keep doing what you're doing, because this is how you do it. And guess what's happening? That's exactly what they're doing, is they're destroying it, okay? And so for the sake of that, I was going to bring up something else too, and it's just like I want to just stay on course here so we don't lose our tracking. So let's go to the next point, and this is what it is. This is the information that you haven't been given once again. But we have another family, and I'm going to keep this in front of your faces because it's very real. Family mourns sudden loss of young West Bank woman known for volleyball prowess, fearlessness. Well, do I need to tell you how she passed, friends? Or what about this one? This is Bryce Stanfield. This was just earlier this week. Attended one of the only two colleges that mandated COVID shots in the state of South Carolina. I want to remind everybody of this. There is no such thing as a mandated COVID shot. I told people at the very beginning, no matter how much pressure they put on you, you go ahead and ask them, because the burden of proof is on them, you show us lawfully where we gave you delegated authority to force us to take some poison that the pharmaceutical companies have created. It's not there. Okay? And I had someone earlier this week whining about, well, we had to. No, it's who you serve. That's what you fear. And what you fear is what you serve. You don't fear God. You feared losing your job. And I understand that. We make a lot of sacrifices as well. But to suggest that the government has a right to tell you, you better get a shot or else, folks, you better wake up. If you remember right, after the 3 years of this criminal administration, and the one that was prior to this criminal administration, the father of the vaccine in Operation Warp Drive, you do understand that they gave power to the military to go ahead and disperse this to basically nail as many people as they possibly could. No lawful authority. They stole your money. They created something out of thin air. They stole your money, and then they used it against you in packing the pockets of their pharmaceutical companies that were going, their buddies in pharmaceutical companies that were going broke, and at the expense of our kids. Now, I'm going to come back on the other side because I want to highlight a video from Chris Cuomo from CNN. Remember how he was going after everybody and anybody that didn't take it? Well, you know what? I think he just regained a little bit of credibility. I'll show that to you in just a moment. He brings his doctor on the air to just go after it for what it is. You need to see this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
News update.
I think this was a crime of opportunity. He did not know her at all.
New information from University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship.
Records show the 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, who crossed into our country back in 2022. Chief Clark saying the man faces a long list of charges. This, by the way, the first murder on the UGA campus in 20 years, classes canceled until Monday. In other news, polls are open in South Carolina. Voters casting ballots in the Republican primary. Former President Trump has been campaigning in the Palmetto State along with former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome, Canada. Totally appreciate it. We had, England on the other day. Love it. I love hearing from you guys. If you're calling in or weighing in or you're on live chat and you're watching us from a different country, let us know. We totally appreciate you guys. We're hoping to be, me and Tim are hoping to be in the UK this year, by the way, with Tommy Robinson. We'll see how that pans out. But we would love to meet up with you when we got over there or when we get over there, if you're in the UK. If you want to call in, folks, you can. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to this because if you guys remember right, Chris Cuomo, brother to the former governor, just an absolute creep, Andrew Cuomo. I mean, a governor with a T-shirt on, had barbells going through both of his, it's just even creepy saying it, through his nipples. This is a governor. And then he's busted for what? Crimes against women. Of course, he's a creep. It's all over him, right? But Chris comes out, and he's just going after anybody and everybody that is saying no to the shot. Well, you know what? I think he may have redeemed himself just a little bit. I want to tell you this. I like this guy's personality. I wish he was saved. I wish he was of a righteous sort, because this is the kind of guy I could hang with if that were the case. Because at least when he was wrong, he admitted that he was wrong. And what am I talking about? Well, he had the enough internal fortitude now, of course, 3.5 years after the created crisis, the plandemic. I said plandemic. He comes out and admits it concerning the COVID vaccine linked to health issues. So much so he brings his own doctor on. I want to let him explain it. It's going to go for a couple minutes, but it's well worth the short watch. Because, again, I'm happy to see he had at least enough integrity to come out and bring his own doctor on television. So we could all be exposed to the truth of the matter, regardless if he agreed with it or not. You ready for this? I hope so.
Study to date was just released. 99 million people from around the world. It found that there is an extremely rare but increased risk for certain neurological...
Okay, now he tries to downplay it a little bit, but wait until his doctor gets up on the show.
Heart, blood, and brain disorders after taking the vaccine. But how rare is okay? And how much more is it now identified in people than before the vaccine? And also, what about all the long COVID symptoms that people are presenting? Why didn't they ask the 99 million about that? Those are all really good questions, right? You know how I know? They're not mine. They come from my doctor, double board certified physician, long COVID clinical specialist at Terrain Health, Dr. Robin Rose. So
listen to what she says.
This and said, boy, the headline makes it sound like you got nothing to worry about. The opposite is true. Why?
So the background of the study is that they looked at, like you said, these 99 million people across 10 sites, 8 countries. And they identified these very significant problems that were neurologic, cardiac, or hematologic issues. But these are problems that with any therapeutic or vaccine that is coming out, you wouldn't want to see these issues, right? Or you wouldn't expect to see these issues. And if you did, you'd want to see them at a low rate. And there were a handful that were flagged, you know, as safety signals that were 2 to 3 times higher, you know, when they looked at, they were, you know, they had the expected versus what the observed outcomes would be, and they were 2 to 3 times higher anyway.
So wait, what does that mean? What is expected versus observed?
Listen carefully.
So when you're rolling out, you know, a therapeutic, a treatment, a vaccine, you know, you expect maybe you'll have some side effects, mild, moderate, or severe side effects. So when they saw, you know, when they were looking at the data, they knew that some of the side effects, that the serious side effects, the outcomes that were observed by the data collected by these 99 million people were higher than what they had expected.
Okay, so she just got done saying that the information that came out was higher than what was expected. So what she's saying here, friends, is what the media said and what the facts are, two different stories. She's just stepping into it just now. For those that want to go ahead and run up this tree right now, when I'm trying to cover something and tell me that you know better than that, Bradley Dean, I want you to understand something. I'm for the truth. I'm not going to get in caught up into the political games that people play. If the truth is being told, that's what we're after here. Okay? You know, I look at some people, the way they respond, they don't want to go neither here nor there. They don't want to go forward nor backwards. They don't care. Because they don't care about the truth. They just care about whose side people are on. And the fact of the matter is, I'm on the side of the truth. And if someone's going to tell the truth, I'm going to stand with them when they tell the truth. Someone asked me the question the other day. Bradley, you know, he was talking about, again, his favorite politician. It was Donald Trump. And I said, listen, if Donald Trump came into the office and did what he said he was going to do, I'd have been right next to him every step of the way. I don't care who liked it. Why? Because it was right. And I'm talking about him saying he was going to drain the swamp. If he does, this is who we are to be as patriots. We are to stand with those that do the right thing. And we as Christians and patriots and conservatives, all coming from the Christ, derived from him and him alone, we are to stand against those that do the wrong. And if it's a person that's doing the right thing, I'll stand with him on the right thing. And if he does the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against him. I just want to make clear, okay? Let's go back to this doctor and Chris Cuomo, doing the right thing by bringing his doctor on. I stand with him on this topic. It does go against a little bit of what he was trying to say. And she takes it to the degree that it needs to go. Now, she's trying to be nice about it, but now listen to what she says next, because she blows it out of the water.
Mm. Yeah, and you told me that as an analogy, you were like, if we were talking about like cancers or things like that, people would not be happy about what they're seeing in this study. How so?
So this is what I mean. So when the headlines come out about vaccine, right, versus COVID, the vaccine, it's downplayed in a lot of ways.
Or it's downplayed, she said.
Happening, okay? And the issue is that in our society and in healthcare in general, we always do care about the few or the rare things that happen, right? So, you know, we colon cancer screen everyone that's 45 years and older, you know, in the hundreds of thousands or millions of people that need to get screened, because we're worried about the 32 out of every 100,000 people that get it per year, right? Same thing with women and cervical cancer. You know, 7.7 females out of every 100,000 per year get cervical cancer. These are rarer, fewer events that occur, but we care about them. We don't downplay them, and we screen these people, and we try to prevent it from happening. That was my point.
And here we're saying it's an acceptable loss. And you made another good point to me, which is, why didn't they, if they had this big cohort to work with, why didn't they ask them about a lot of other things that clinicians like you are seeing and see how prevalent they are? Well, what do you think the answer to your own question is?
Right. So, exactly. There's tens of millions of people out there that are screaming from the rooftop saying that after they had the vaccine, they have suffered just, you know, basic symptoms, or not that basic, but not as severe as this, but symptoms that have impaired their activities of daily living. You know, they can't live.
So she just said tens of millions of people that have taken the shot for vaccines are crying out. So I guess what needs to be proposed to the people is, why do people suffer these abuses? Because now, even knowing all this, and I got more stuff to show you here concerning this topic, all fingers are pointed at the bad guys for what they did. How come they're not being held accountable? Okay, I'm going to let her finish this because she heightens the point that she's making.
On a daily basis, and those are things including, you know, chest heaviness, you know, persistent headaches every day.
Adverse side effects from the shots.
Post-exertional malaise. Neuropathy, weakness, new onset cardiac arrhythmias, structural heart damage, autoimmune conditions, all these different things. I can name 100 other things probably. You know, why are we not looking at those things? The things that we are looking at in this study particularly are things that are super rare and very, very serious and life-threatening.
Last thing. My producer just got in my ear, Ben, and said, hey, you know, the study suggests that if you...
Okay, so again, what was awesome about this piece here is that he took his doctor and he brought her up on his show, and then she blew out of the water what was being basically played down or downplayed by the mainstream media. Well, he was one of them. So in effect, folks, I'm glad that he did what he did. And what was the study that they were talking about? Look at this. Alpha News again. Study of 99 million COVID-19 vaccine recipients reveals host of adverse events. You know, I'm amazed by some of you people. I really am. Just you got all the answers, but you don't have any answers. You're worthless. You just like to keep talking about how bad things are. You don't want to bring about result because you don't want to do anything about the problem. Again, here's the answer to the problem concerning what I'm highlighting right now. When are the people going to hold these pharmaceutical companies, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, this administration and the last administration accountable for their crimes against the people? Because if you think that they're going to bring themselves to justice, you got another thing coming. Nope. Hey, folks. They're telling you what we've always knew and what we've always known. The only ones that are going to bring justice here are the American people. We're going to take a quick break. We got one more segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted you to see this, folks. Landmark win in COVID vaccine injury case. See this? Principiascientific.com. The Department of Child Protection, DCP acronym, must pay compensation and medical expenses to a youth worker who developed irregular heart palpitations after getting a COVID booster under a work vaccination directive. See what happens when people have had enough? Folks, it's not enough to be compensated because they'll steal that money from the taxpayers in payoff and compensate, just like in American government, you know, like when they commit sexual crimes against people. Do you know that they have funds set up to go ahead and steal away from your pockets to compensate for their crimes? Yeah, no joke. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But again, there's a victory. Wanted to highlight this one more time just to kind of leave this with you because you're the ones that are going to have to bring justice. They are continuously pushing these narratives. They're pushing the said vaccines on kids. They're trying to mandate these shots for kids. They're trying to steal away exemptions. I'm not kidding. This is happening now in the face of all that we know. Folks, seriously. Seriously. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are mandated and obligated by God to overthrow the men that pervert the law. And this is clearly what's happening here. Look at this. 99 million COVID-19 vaccine recipients host of adverse side effects. Whoa! Pretty crazy. Look at this one. The People's Voice. Mainstream media, finally admits COVID jabs are responsible for surge in blood, brain, and heart disorders. Okay, well, that's, I'm glad you admitted it. Oh, man, thank you for admitting what we already knew. I mean, as if to suggest we didn't know that this was a conspiracy from the very offset. Jeremiah 11:9. I don't care if they admit it or not. We knew it. The mainstream media is admitting that COVID jabs are responsible for surge in blood, brain, and heart disorders. Okay. And again, it's not good enough that people are compensated. The people need justice upon the heads of those that perpetrated the crimes in the first place. That's justice. Without that justice, we lose our liberties, and we encourage tyrants to do it again. Oh, that's not it. I'm not done yet. I got some more here, friends. The People's Voice again. Look at this. Again, telling on themselves. They always do. Give them enough rope, friends. They'll hang themselves. They always do. American Red Cross begins deferring blood donors who had COVID vaccines. Well, if only people would have listened to the Lord in the first place. Don't mix blood. Don't mix seed. I've explained that one 50 times on this show. People need justice. People need justice. That's what they need. I wanted you to see this. There was a couple more things I could have highlighted. If you don't mind, I'm just going to throw them out there. Did you see this? This is fee.org. Did you see the Amish farmer now facing fines and prison time for refusing to comply with the USDA regulations? Hey, folks, the government's trying to make sure that you don't grow your own food. They're attacking farmers. If the Chinese and Bill Gates aren't buying up all the land. Not far-fetched. That's exactly what's happening. The name of the show today is What It Looks Like When the People Allow the Lunatics to Run Their Country. I have another one here where an IRS employee going undercover, how the IRS is being used to go ahead and eye everyone's bank accounts. This guy that was being exposed was talking about how IRS agents, all of them, he used expletives. Notice that's another one of the agencies that's being heavily armed against the American people by the federal government, one of 87 that we know of. It's also interesting to note that this guy that was being exposed here was talking about how the IRS agents talk about shooting people, and how it's said that, you know, the first one you shoot, you'll always remember, but it gets easier after that. And how the IRS agents are being used to destroy the little guy. And they have no remorse whatsoever when they destroy the lives of the people. This is insane, what's going on in our country, friends. One of the things that I highlighted yesterday, because in the state of Minnesota, here, I want you to understand this. If Canada, you probably understand what's going on because you see it over there. But right now, we should have probably 3 to 4 to 5 feet of snow right now. And it should be freezing cold out, and there should be snowmobiles and people skiing everywhere in this area. 99.9%, you can see the terrain. There's no snow. Yesterday, it was 50 degrees out in Minnesota. Today, it's 45 degrees out. On Monday, it's saying they're inaccurate, but they're forecasting that it's going to be 58 degrees. You talk to anybody that is been in this state, I don't care if they're 100 years old, they're going to tell you, because I've heard it over and over and over again, I have never, ever seen this before. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. Why, what's happening? They are spraying chemicals down on the people like mad. I believe they're creating a drought. If you know anything about history, Mao Zedong created a man-made drought, and he killed millions of his own people. So did Stalin. But they're already doing this in this country. You know, because they say that the world is depopulated. Isn't it interesting how these lunatics, these madmen, like the likes of Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the list goes on. Isn't it interesting how they talk about how the world's overpopulated? Have you ever been up in an airplane for 5 minutes? That's nothing but land. You know, and I would suggest that the people hold the likes of these madmen, because that's exactly what they are. They're the devil. They're possessed. They're incarnate. The devil in the flesh is what they are. John 8:44. And they come to steal, kill, and destroy. If that's true that the world's overpopulated, I say that, you know, out of your love for mankind, you just go ahead and take yourself out. Is that ever? No, it's always aimed at you. It's always aimed at you. Going back to chemtrails. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how many videos the mainstream media has played. It's called geoengineering. I want you to listen to Bill Daigle here. Or is it Deagle? I'm sorry, Bill Deagle here. He is a whistleblower. He's a doctor. And he's going to tell you right now what chemtrails are all about. He takes it where it needs to be taken to wake up the American people, because it's much worse than most think. Okay, not only are they messing with our weather patterns, not only are they causing drought, but they're also poisoning and they're also spraying pestilence on the people. Okay? Now listen to this guy. I didn't say it, but this is, in fact, becoming common knowledge across the world. Listen to this.
Chemtrails, by the way, barium salts are in chemtrails. They are 10,000 times more toxic to your nervous system than lead. They contain mycobacteria, viruses, Pseudomonas florensis bacteria, human plasma. Wonder what human plasma is doing in chemtrails. And this is not by conjecture. I did a lot of research before I'd ever say this. But these chemtrails are nasty. And there's three reasons for chemtrails. The first is, and I talked to my NSA buddies at Fort Carson, Peterson Air Force Base, and Buckley, where I was actually their doctor taking care of the pilots flying and spraying the chemtrails. So I know it's real. If anybody says it's not real, they're full of it. Okay, because I'm a whistleblower on the inside, it's not open for discussion. And my NSA buddies told me, 95% of them told me, they were up there trying to spray to reflect the sun out to stop global warming. So most of them are dumb enough to believe that garbage.
Okay, so they're actually creating global warming. And this is the kind of people that they're working for. Now, it's interesting that they would say that, because it's something that I propose to the people continuously. When you work for people that are trying to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. You need to understand that they're lying to you, and it's just a matter of time before they steal from you, and it's a matter of time before they kill you when they don't have a need for you anymore. Furthermore, when I'm speaking to the bad guys right now, and let me have this moment, please, you do need to understand that if you weren't doing the biddings of the bad guy couldn't do the things that the bad guy does. But above all that, God is in control. Now, I know that people don't know the Word of God. I know that they have a modern version of what they call the gospel. And 90% of the time, you're going to find that it's backwards. It's probably higher than that in the minds of the people. It's a lawless gospel. They're mushroom converts. They're not going to heaven. They live for the devil, and they think that they have insurance to go to heaven. They're sadly mistaken. Jesus said, if you go on in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. But I want to say something to you bad guys really quick. You're not exempt from all of this. And if you know anything about history, keep in mind, you're the first one lined up on the wall when they're done using you. And they say goodbye to you first, because you can't be trusted. The devil can't even trust you. That's a sad place to be. Love you by what we do.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.